The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry is a comprehensive guide to eating healthy and avoiding the dangers of lectins. Lectins are proteins found in many plants that can cause inflammation, digestive issues, and other health problems. The book provides readers with over 125 delicious recipes that are free from lectin-containing foods such as grains, legumes, nightshades, and dairy products. It also includes tips on how to shop for ingredients and prepare meals quickly without sacrificing flavor or nutrition. Gundry begins by explaining what lectins are and why they should be avoided. He then outlines his Plant Paradox program, which focuses on eating whole foods like vegetables, fruits, nuts/seeds, grass-fed meats/fish/eggs, healthy fats, olive oil, herbs, and spices while avoiding processed foods high in sugar and refined carbohydrates. He also explains the importance of gut health for overall wellness. The cookbook contains chapters devoted to breakfast dishes, soups and salads, snacks and appetizers, main courses, side dishes, desserts and drinks, condiments and sauces, breads and crackers, plus helpful information about food preparation techniques such as soaking beans overnight before cooking them. Each recipe includes detailed instructions along with nutritional information, including calories per serving size as well as macronutrient breakdowns, protein/fat/carbohydrates. There is also an extensive list of pantry staples so you know exactly what ingredients you need when shopping for groceries. In addition to providing delicious recipes free from lectin-containing foods, the Plant Paradox Cookbook offers practical advice on how to make healthier choices when it comes to meal planning and grocery shopping. With its easy-to-follow instructions, this book will help anyone looking to improve their diet while still enjoying flavorful meals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Embrace a plant paradox-friendly diet. Eating a diet that is free of lectins and other anti-nutrients can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 2. Understand the basics of the plant paradox. Lectins are proteins found in many plants that can cause inflammation and other health issues. Avoiding lectins and other anti-nutrients can help to improve health. Main idea number 3. Learn about the different types of lectins. There are many different types of lectins, and understanding which ones are harmful and which ones are beneficial can help to make better dietary choices. Main idea number 4. Avoid lectin-containing foods. Many common foods contain lectins, and avoiding these foods can help to reduce inflammation and improve health. Main idea number 5. Eat lectin-free foods. Eating lectin-free foods can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 6. Incorporate healthy fats into your diet. Healthy fats, such as olive oil, avocado, and coconut oil, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 7. Eat more fiber. Eating more fiber can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 8. Avoid processed foods. Processed foods are often high in lectins and other anti-nutrients, and avoiding them can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 9. Eat more fermented foods. Fermented foods, such as sauerkraut and kimchi, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 10. Eat more probiotic-rich foods. Eating probiotic-rich foods, such as yogurt and kefir, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 11. Eat more anti-inflammatory foods. Eating anti-inflammatory foods, such as turmeric and ginger, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 12. Eat more antioxidant-rich foods. Eating antioxidant-rich foods, such as berries and dark leafy greens, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 13. Eat more plant-based proteins. Eating plant-based proteins, such as beans and lentils, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 14. Eat more omega-3 fatty acids. Eating omega-3 fatty acids, such as salmon and chia seeds, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 15. Avoid sugar and refined carbohydrates. Eating too much sugar and refined carbohydrates can cause inflammation and other health issues, and avoiding them can help to improve overall health. Main idea number 16. Eat more plant-based fats. Eating plant-based fats, such as nuts and seeds, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 17. Eat more plant-based whole grains. Eating plant-based whole grains, such as quinoa and buckwheat, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 18. Eat more plant-based dairy alternatives. Eating plant-based dairy alternatives, such as almond milk and coconut yogurt, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 19. Eat more plant-based snacks. Eating plant-based snacks, such as nuts and seeds, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main idea number 20. Incorporate superfoods into your diet. Eating superfoods, such as spirulina and chlorella, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry is a great resource for those looking to embrace a plant-based diet. This book outlines the importance of avoiding lectins and other anti-nutrients, which can cause inflammation in the body and lead to health issues. By eliminating these substances from your diet, you can reduce inflammation and improve overall health. A plant paradox-friendly diet focuses on eating whole foods that are free of lectins and other anti-nutrients. These include fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, grains, in moderation, healthy fats such as olive oil or avocado oil, fish or seafood, in moderation, eggs, if tolerated, and dairy products, if tolerated. It also recommends limiting processed foods as much as possible. In addition to avoiding certain food groups that contain lectins and other anti-nutrients, it's important to focus on consuming nutrient-dense foods that provide essential vitamins and minerals. Eating plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables will ensure you get enough fiber while providing antioxidants that help protect against disease. By following this type of diet plan, you can enjoy all the benefits associated with eating a plant-based diet without having to worry about potential negative effects caused by consuming too many lectins or other anti-nutrient-rich foods. Main idea number 2. The Plant Paradox, as outlined in the book The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry, is a dietary approach that focuses on avoiding lectins and other anti-nutrients. Lectins are proteins found in many plants that can cause inflammation and other health issues when consumed. By avoiding these compounds, it is possible to improve overall health. Gundry's diet recommends eliminating grains, legumes, dairy products, nightshade vegetables, such as tomatoes and peppers, nuts and seeds from one's diet. He also suggests eating more nutrient-dense foods such as grass-fed meats, wild fish, organic fruits and vegetables. Additionally, he encourages people to eat fermented foods like sauerkraut or kimchi, which contain beneficial bacteria for gut health. In addition to following this dietary approach of avoiding lectins and anti-nutrients while consuming nutrient-dense whole foods with probiotics for gut health, Gundry also recommends supplementing with certain vitamins such as vitamin D3 or omega-3 fatty acids. Main idea number 3. Lectins are proteins found in many plants, including grains, legumes, and nightshades. They can cause digestive distress when consumed in large amounts or by people who are sensitive to them. Some lectins have been linked to inflammation and other health issues. The most common type of lectin is phytohemagglutinin, PHA, which is found in beans and some grains like wheat. PHA has been associated with gastrointestinal problems such as bloating, gas, cramps, and diarrhea. It can also interfere with the absorption of nutrients from food. Another type of lectin is agglutinin, which is found in certain types of nuts and seeds. Agglutinins have been linked to increased risk for autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. There are also several other types of lectins that may be beneficial for health if eaten in moderation. These include mannose-binding lectins, MBLs, which help fight infection, galactose-binding lectins, GBLs, which may reduce cholesterol levels, fucose-binding lectins, FBLs, which may protect against cancer, and sialic acid-binding lectins, SABLs, which could help regulate blood sugar levels. Main idea number 4. Lectins are proteins found in many common foods, such as grains, legumes, and nightshade vegetables. They can cause inflammation in the body when consumed in large amounts or by people who are sensitive to them. For this reason, avoiding lectin-containing foods may be beneficial for those looking to reduce inflammation and improve their health. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry provides a comprehensive guide on how to avoid lectin-containing foods while still enjoying delicious meals. The book includes recipes that use alternative ingredients instead of traditional lectin sources like wheat and beans. It also offers tips on how to prepare food safely so that it is low in lectins but still flavorful. In addition to following the advice from the Plant Paradox Cookbook, there are other steps you can take to reduce your intake of lectins. These include soaking grains before cooking them, removing skins from fruits and vegetables, eating only organic produce, avoiding processed foods, and limiting consumption of dairy products. Main idea number 5. Eating lectin-free foods is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Lectins are proteins found in many plant-based foods, and while they can be beneficial in small amounts, consuming too much can lead to inflammation and other health issues. By avoiding lectin-rich foods such as grains, legumes, nuts, seeds, and nightshade vegetables like tomatoes and peppers, you can reduce your risk of developing chronic diseases associated with inflammation. The Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry offers delicious recipes that are free from lectins. These recipes use ingredients that are low in lectins or have had their lectin content reduced through cooking methods such as soaking or sprouting. The book also provides helpful tips on how to identify which foods contain high levels of lectins so you can make informed decisions about what to eat. By following the guidelines outlined in the Plant Paradox Cookbook and eating more lectin-free meals, you will be taking steps towards improving your overall health. Eating a diet rich in anti-inflammatory fruits and vegetables along with lean proteins will help keep your body functioning optimally for years to come. Main idea number 6. Incorporating healthy fats into your diet is an important part of maintaining a balanced and nutritious lifestyle. Healthy fats, such as olive oil, avocado, and coconut oil, can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. These types of fats are also beneficial for providing energy throughout the day and helping to keep you feeling full longer after meals. Olive oil is one of the most popular sources of healthy fat due to its high levels of monounsaturated fatty acids, which have been linked with reducing cholesterol levels in the body. Avocado is another great source that contains both monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fatty acids, which can help lower bad cholesterol while increasing good cholesterol. Coconut oil has become increasingly popular in recent years due to its many health benefits, including improved digestion, increased metabolism, better skin health, and even weight loss. When incorporating these healthy fats into your diet, it's important to remember that moderation is key. Too much fat can lead to weight gain, so be sure not to overdo it when adding them into your meals or snacks. Additionally, try using healthier cooking methods such as baking or grilling instead of frying foods in unhealthy oils like vegetable or corn oil. Main idea number 7. Eating more fiber is an important part of a healthy diet. Fiber helps to reduce inflammation, which can lead to chronic diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. It also helps to regulate blood sugar levels, improve digestion, and keep you feeling fuller for longer. Additionally, Fiber can help lower cholesterol levels and promote weight loss. Fiber-rich foods include fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds. Eating these foods regularly will ensure that your body gets the necessary amount of dietary fiber it needs each day. You should aim for at least 25 grams per day if you are an adult woman or 38 grams per day if you are an adult man. In addition to eating more fiber-rich foods in your diet, there are other ways to increase your intake of this essential nutrient. For example, adding ground flaxseed or chia seeds into smoothies or oatmeal is a great way to get extra fiber without changing the taste too much. Also consider using whole grain breads instead of white breads when making sandwiches or toast. Main idea number 8. Processed foods are often high in lectins and other anti-nutrients, which can cause inflammation in the body. This inflammation can lead to a variety of health issues, including digestive problems, skin conditions, joint pain, fatigue, and more. By avoiding processed foods and opting for whole food sources instead, you can help reduce this inflammation and improve your overall health. Whole foods contain fewer anti-nutrients than processed ones do. They also provide essential vitamins and minerals that are necessary for good health. Eating a diet rich in fresh fruits and vegetables is one of the best ways to ensure that you get all the nutrients your body needs without having to worry about consuming too many unhealthy additives or preservatives. In addition to eating whole foods instead of processed ones, it's important to pay attention to how much sugar you're consuming as well. Too much added sugar can increase inflammation levels even further, so be sure to read labels carefully when shopping for groceries. By avoiding processed foods altogether or limiting them as much as possible while focusing on nutrient-dense whole food sources instead, you'll be taking an important step towards improving your overall health. Main idea number 9. Eating more fermented foods is a great way to improve your health. Fermented foods, such as sauerkraut and kimchi, are rich in probiotics that can help reduce inflammation and boost the immune system. These beneficial bacteria also aid digestion by breaking down food into nutrients that can be easily absorbed by the body. Additionally, fermented foods contain enzymes which help break down proteins and carbohydrates for better absorption of vitamins and minerals. Fermented foods are also high in antioxidants which protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. This helps to prevent chronic diseases like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. Furthermore, these antioxidant-rich foods have been linked to improved mental clarity and focus. Including more fermented foods in your diet is an easy way to get all of these amazing benefits without having to take supplements or make drastic changes to your lifestyle. All you need is some fresh vegetables or fruits, or both, along with a starter culture like whey or yogurt cultures, then you're ready to start fermenting. Main idea number 10. Eating probiotic-rich foods is an important part of a healthy diet. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help to maintain the balance of good and bad bacteria in your gut, which can have a positive effect on overall health. Eating more probiotic-rich foods such as yogurt and kefir can help reduce inflammation, improve digestion, boost immunity, and even aid in weight loss. Additionally, these foods may also help to protect against certain diseases like cancer. Yogurt is one of the most popular sources of probiotics because it contains live cultures that provide beneficial bacteria for your digestive system. Kefir is another great source of probiotics. It's made from fermented milk and has a tart flavor similar to yogurt, but with more active cultures than regular yogurt. Other sources include sauerkraut, kimchi, miso soup, tempeh, fermented soybeans, pickles, sourdough breads, or other fermented grains. Including these types of food into your diet regularly will not only benefit your gut health but also promote overall well-being by providing essential vitamins and minerals needed for optimal functioning. So if you're looking for ways to improve your health naturally without taking medications or supplements, then adding some probiotic-rich foods into your daily routine could be just what you need. Main idea number 11. Eating anti-inflammatory foods is an important part of maintaining good health. Inflammation can be caused by a variety of factors, including poor diet, stress, and environmental toxins. Eating more anti-inflammatory foods can help to reduce inflammation in the body and improve overall health. Turmeric and ginger are two powerful anti-inflammatory spices that have been used for centuries in traditional medicine. Turmeric contains curcumin, which has strong antioxidant properties that help to reduce inflammation throughout the body. Ginger also contains compounds called gingerols, which have been shown to reduce inflammation as well. In addition to these spices, there are many other anti-inflammatory foods you can incorporate into your diet, such as fatty fish like salmon or mackerel, dark leafy greens like kale or spinach, nuts and seeds like walnuts or chia seeds, fruits like blueberries or cherries, and healthy fats from olive oil or avocados. By eating more of these types of foods on a regular basis, you can help to reduce inflammation in your body while also providing essential nutrients for optimal health. Main idea number 12. Eating antioxidant-rich foods is an important part of a healthy diet. Antioxidants are compounds that help to protect the body from damage caused by free radicals, which can lead to inflammation and other health issues. Berries and dark leafy greens are two excellent sources of antioxidants, as they contain high levels of vitamins A, C, E, and K. Eating these foods regularly can help reduce inflammation in the body and improve overall health. Berries such as blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, cranberries, and goji berries are all packed with antioxidants. They also provide fiber for digestion and have anti-inflammatory properties that may help reduce risk factors for certain diseases like cancer or heart disease. Dark leafy greens such as kale, spinach, and Swiss chard are also rich in antioxidants along with minerals like iron and calcium. Including more antioxidant-rich foods into your diet is an easy way to boost your overall health. Try adding some fresh berries or dark leafy greens into your meals each day for maximum benefit. Main idea number 13. Eating more plant-based proteins is an excellent way to improve your health and reduce inflammation. Plant-based proteins, such as beans and lentils, are packed with essential vitamins and minerals that can help to boost the immune system, regulate blood sugar levels, and provide a healthy source of energy. Additionally, these foods contain fiber, which helps to keep you feeling full for longer periods of time. Incorporating plant-based proteins into your diet can also help to reduce cholesterol levels in the body. Studies have shown that eating legumes regularly can lower LDL, bad, cholesterol, while increasing HDL, good, cholesterol. This type of dietary change has been linked with improved heart health over time. Finally, consuming more plant-based proteins may even aid in weight loss efforts. Beans and lentils are low in calories but high in protein content. This makes them ideal for those looking to lose or maintain their current weight without sacrificing nutrition. Main idea number 14. Eating more omega-3 fatty acids is an important part of a healthy diet. Omega-3s are essential fatty acids that our bodies cannot produce on their own, so we must get them from food sources. Eating foods rich in omega-3s can help reduce inflammation and improve overall health. Salmon, chia seeds, walnuts, flax seeds, and hemp seeds are all excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids. In addition to eating these foods regularly, you can also supplement your diet with fish oil or krill oil capsules for extra benefits. Taking a daily dose of fish oil or krill oil has been shown to reduce inflammation and improve heart health by lowering cholesterol levels. Omega-3 fatty acids have many other benefits as well. They may help protect against certain types of cancer and boost brain function by improving memory and concentration. They may also help reduce symptoms associated with depression and anxiety. If you're looking to increase your intake of omega-3s, start by adding more salmon, chia seeds, walnuts, flax seeds, or hemp seeds into your meals each day. You can also consider taking a daily supplement such as fish oil or krill oil capsules for added benefit. Main idea number 15. Avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Eating too much sugar and refined carbohydrates can lead to inflammation, which can cause a variety of health issues such as obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and even cancer. Additionally, these foods are often high in calories but low in nutrients, meaning that they provide little nutritional value while still contributing to weight gain. By avoiding sugar and refined carbohydrates, you can help reduce your risk for developing chronic diseases while also improving your overall health. Instead of reaching for sugary snacks or processed grains like white bread or pasta, try opting for healthier alternatives such as fruits and vegetables or whole grain options like quinoa or brown rice. These nutrient-dense foods will not only provide more vitamins and minerals than their processed counterparts, but they will also help keep you feeling fuller longer. Making the switch from unhealthy sugars and carbs to healthier alternatives may seem daunting at first, but with some practice it becomes easier over time. Start by slowly reducing the amount of added sugars in your diet until eventually you're able to completely eliminate them from your meals altogether. You may find that once you start eating healthier options, you don't miss the old ones anymore. Main idea number 16. Eating more plant-based fats is an important part of a healthy diet. Plant-based fats, such as nuts and seeds, are rich in essential fatty acids that can help to reduce inflammation and improve overall health. These types of fats also provide the body with energy and help to keep us feeling full for longer periods of time. Additionally, they contain antioxidants which can protect our cells from damage caused by free radicals. Including these types of foods in your diet can be beneficial for both physical and mental health. Eating nuts or seeds as snacks throughout the day can help to regulate blood sugar levels while providing sustained energy. They are also high in fiber, which helps promote digestive regularity and may even reduce cholesterol levels. Nuts and seeds are versatile ingredients that can be added to salads, smoothies, oatmeal bowls, or yogurt parfaits for extra flavor and crunchy texture. You could also try adding them into baked goods like muffins or cookies for a healthier alternative than traditional recipes containing butter or oil. Overall, eating more plant-based fats is an easy way to increase nutrient intake while improving overall health at the same time. Main idea number 17. Eating more plant-based whole grains is an excellent way to improve your health. Whole grains are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and fiber that can help reduce inflammation in the body and promote overall wellness. Quinoa and buckwheat are two of the most popular plant-based whole grains available today. Both contain high levels of protein, complex carbohydrates, and dietary fiber, which can help keep you feeling full for longer periods of time. Quinoa is a great source of magnesium, iron, zinc, potassium, phosphorus, and B vitamins. It also contains all 9 essential amino acids, making it a complete protein source. Buckwheat is rich in antioxidants such as rutin, which helps protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. It's also high in manganese, which helps support healthy bones. Incorporating these plant-based whole grains into your diet can be easy. Try adding quinoa or buckwheat to salads or soups for added texture and flavor. You could even use them as a base for veggie burgers or stir-fry dishes. Eating more plant-based whole grains will not only benefit your health, but it will also add variety to your meals. Main idea number 18. Eating more plant-based dairy alternatives is a great way to improve your health and reduce inflammation. Plant-based dairy alternatives, such as almond milk and coconut yogurt, are packed with essential vitamins and minerals that can help to boost the immune system. They also contain healthy fats that can help to lower cholesterol levels and reduce the risk of heart disease. Additionally, these plant-based products are free from hormones, antibiotics, and other additives found in traditional dairy products. In addition to their nutritional benefits, plant-based dairy alternatives are often easier for people with lactose intolerance or allergies to digest than traditional cow's milk. This makes them an ideal choice for those who have difficulty digesting regular dairy products. Furthermore, many of these alternative milks come in a variety of flavors, so you can enjoy different tastes without having to worry about any adverse reactions. Overall, eating more plant-based dairy alternatives is an excellent way to improve your health while still enjoying delicious foods. Not only do they provide essential nutrients, but they also offer a range of flavors that make it easy for everyone to find something they like. Main idea number 19. Eating more plant-based snacks is a great way to improve your health and reduce inflammation. Plant-based snacks, such as nuts and seeds, are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and healthy fats that can help to boost your immune system. Additionally, these snacks are low in calories but high in fiber, which helps you feel fuller for longer periods of time. In the Plant Paradox Cookbook by Stephen Gundry, he explains how eating more plant-based foods can help to reduce inflammation throughout the body. He suggests adding nuts like almonds or walnuts into salads or snacking on them throughout the day as an easy way to get some extra nutrition into your diet. Seeds like chia or flax seeds are also excellent sources of omega-3 fatty acids, which have anti-inflammatory properties. Overall, incorporating more plant-based snacks into your diet is a simple yet effective way to improve overall health and reduce inflammation. Not only do they provide essential nutrients, but they're also delicious. So why not give it a try? Main idea number 20. Incorporating superfoods into your diet is a great way to improve your health and reduce inflammation. Superfoods are nutrient-dense foods that contain high levels of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and other beneficial compounds. Examples of superfoods include spirulina, chlorella, kale, spinach, blueberries, acai berries, goji berries, and more. Eating these foods can help to boost the immune system and provide essential nutrients for optimal health. Spirulina is an algae-based food that contains high amounts of protein as well as B vitamins such as thiamine, B1, riboflavin, B2, and niacin, B3. It also contains iron, which helps with red blood cell production. Chlorella is another type of algae that has been found to be rich in chlorophyll, which helps detoxify the body from heavy metals like mercury or lead. Kale is a leafy green vegetable packed with vitamin A and C along with calcium for strong bones. Spinach provides folate, which helps support healthy brain function, while blueberries are full of antioxidants that protect cells from damage caused by free radicals. Acai berries have been linked to improved heart health due to their anti-inflammatory properties, while goji berries are known for their ability to boost energy levels. By incorporating these superfoods into your diet, you can reap the many benefits they offer, including improved immunity against disease as well as better overall health. So make sure you add some superfoods into your meals today. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.